Welcome back, LFU. It is now officially the end of the season. No football for Leeds United left to play whatsoever. So there's no match today. It's not really a pre-match pod. But anyway, here we are, LFU. We're going to be doing our season review today. We're going to be talking about the Merv Awards winner, what I've been thinking of the season so far, what could we expect next, and of course, Dad's going to be here with his wiser view. But of course, before we get stuck into all that, even though the season has ended, yes, we did have a game against West Ham away. So let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
So West Ham 3, Leeds United 0. Now, obviously, it's not the greatest way to end the season whatsoever, but, you know, it's fine. You know, it's nothing to kick ourselves over whatsoever. The season's done and dusted now. The boys have done us proud. Of course, it's a bit annoying to lose like that, especially against West Ham, who are obviously now relegated. But look, we did our bit. Screw Everton for not getting Spurs sent down. But yeah, there's not too much to complain about, really. Of course, there's poor performances and stuff, but final game of the season. We're not playing for anything. Would have been nice to see us try and go out there and get something, but, you know, that isn't always going to happen. But anyway, on to next season. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, it really is one of those, isn't it, where I feel like we shouldn't have gotten battered 3-0 whatsoever. Yes, West Ham needed to win the game, but I don't think that should have meant we should have just rolled over and just gone, oh, West Ham, do whatever you like with us because we're on the beach. It would have been nice to see a bit of fight, especially the last day of the season, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter to us. We did our bit in the attempt to get Spurs relegated, but Everton failed. So, yeah, it was a bit of a disappointing way to end the season. I'm not entirely gutted. I know Dad has views of he's very frustrated with the way the season ended, but I'm not too fussed. We lose 3-0. Okay, it's against West Ham who have gotten relegated, which is extremely disappointing. But, you know, I don't think we can do too much complaining, to be honest with you. End of the season, we're on the beach. Let's just be happy. And you know what? Let's do the Merv Awards as well. Right then, it's Merv Awards time. This is where I go through and rank each and every single player out of 10 that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, West Ham away. So let's jump straight into it. And of course, starting with Carl Darlow, there was a lot of poor performances. We were very crap. Of course, I've been talking about, you know, we're on the beach, it's fine. That doesn't change the fact that we were awful against West Ham. So starting off with Darlow, he gets a 4. You go and concede 3 goals, and I just don't think he looked that good as well. I was with my mate who was a West Ham fan, and to be fair, we didn't even see the last bit of added time where West Ham went and scored their third because we turned on the Tottenham Everton game instead. But Darlow gets a 4, just didn't look that good. He was a bit ropey at times as well, maybe showing why he shouldn't be the number one pick next season for Leeds United. So he gets a 4. Rodon, a 3. I didn't see the last goal. I heard he apparently did horrendous for it. And, you know, we've conceded 3 against West Ham. The back line did not have a good game. But Beal and Strike both get 4s alongside Rodon's 3. Again, just very poor performance, you know. We looked very wet at the back, just not really challenging for anything. Looking really ropey. Didn't look good at all. Jaden Bogle, back from injury, he gets a 5 playing on that right-hand side. I think he had moments where he looked all right, but then again, he just didn't affect the game a lot, so hence why he's got that 5. James Justin on the other side, he gets a 4. I didn't think he was that good at all. He didn't really look dangerous for us going forwards. I don't think he benefited us a lot defensively as well, so he comes away with a 4. Ethan Ampadu also gets a 4. I think a very poor game, even though, with Ampadu's standard, I didn't think he was that great. Just didn't look like him nor his normal self. It's like we've been on the sesh ever since we found out we stayed up. Genuinely, the way we've been playing, we just look quite sluggish and not playing that good of football. And Ampadu just didn't really look that good. He gets a 4. Tanaka, 5. I thought he did an okay job. I think he had some decent moments where he was picking up the ball and passing it around. But apart from that, it didn't really do much. We didn't really affect the game an awful lot. And then we move on to Brendan Aaronson, who hopefully, I mean, this is spoiling a lot of my opinions and that, but hopefully that's the last time we see him in a Leeds United top. I've given him a 2. He was absolutely horrendous. The amount of times he has opportunities to shoot on the edge of the box, and it's just the worst shot you've ever seen in your life. And his ball retention is so poor. He just doesn't know what to do with it. His decision-making is so bad. I couldn't wrap my head around it. And of course, there's a lot of people that rate Brendan Aaronson now because of that all right run he had around Christmas time. He isn't that good. Brendan Aaronson is not that good. We need to go and sign someone to replace him and possibly get rid of him, because it's been 3 years now, 4 years. I have no way how he's benefiting this team. I really don't understand how Brendan Aaronson is benefiting this team. It's absolutely mental. He gets a 2. And then the front two of DCL and the Mecha, they both get 4s. They just didn't play that well. They just really didn't play that well. Moving on to the bench, Pirro, Nonto, James, probably 3 players we're going to see play the last game for Leeds United there. They all get 4s. Didn't look good. James is so disappointing. He's one of the first out the door for me in the summer. So poor. He gets a 4. Facundo Buonanotte, you know it's a bad game when Buonanotte comes on and he actually looks like an all right football player. He gets a 5. The man's alive. He had a good couple runs with the ball. Some decent bit of play. He was actually all right. Solid 5 from him. And Sebastian Bornau, he gets a 4 as well. So there you go, LFU. There's the final Merv Awards of the season. We're going to be revealing the winner of the Merv Awards later in the podcast. So make sure you're around for it. We're going to skip over any pre-match conversation because there simply isn't a game to talk about. And we're going to go down to the season review. So I'm going to rate each part of our season out of 10. Transfer windows, first half of the season, second half of the season, overall play performance, final league position, and cup run. Going to rate those out of 10, and I'm going to talk to you about my standout player, best signing, and flop. So let's talk about it. Transfer window for Leeds United, or transfer windows. I've given it a 6 out of 10. I think with hindsight, league position, where we are, we've done all right. We have done all right with the players that we've signed, you know, spending just below 100 million, I believe, going probably with a bit of a looking at undervalued players. It was like a crap money ball, in my opinion, you know. We get Dominic Calvert-Lewin on a free, Goodmanson for 10 mil. We signed Stack for about 15, 18 mil. Okafor for the same amount as well. I think we did make some good signings. The January transfer window really lets us down a bit, though, because we only got one player on loan and he only played 2 games for us in the second half of the season, when I thought he was actually going to be quite important for us. But in terms of transfer windows, I thought we were all right. Next season, I'd like to see us spend a little bit more money, but with Parag's announcement, it kind of sounds like we have financial restrictions to work in between, and we're still going to have to do that next season, which is quite frustrating. But hopefully we can get some better players. However, the transfer window, it was a bit underwhelming. And the problem was, I think the reason why people look down on it so much is because there wasn't any sexy signings. Like, you know, oh, we're signing Longstaff. We're signing DCL. Like, they're not like sexy signings, are they? No one's looking at them and going, oh, it's not some like foreign player from like the Italian league or something that's apparently a baller. No, it's Sean Longstaff. I think that's a problem that people have. But nevertheless, we ended up in a good league position for it. 6 out of 10. First half of the season, that gets a 4 out of 10. Was I expecting us to be in and around the relegation zone? I certainly was. I was expecting nothing more from that first half this season. I think there were a lot of poor performances in there, though, which was a huge problem. I think after the 2-0 loss to Burnley, pressure started building on Daniel Farke. We then go lose to Nottingham Forest and stuff. And thank God for that turning point against Manchester City, which really flipped our season around, where we change formation and we come out and we look like an unreal side. Thank God that happened, because that really saved our season. First half of the season was pretty disappointed. Some all right results here and there, but overall, it wasn't great. 4 out of 10. Then moving into the second half of the season, so just after the January transfer window, a great, a great half of a season, wasn't it? 8 out of 10 I've given it. We had a good cup run come from it. And in terms of league as well, we went on an 8-game unbeaten run, beat Scum, which was fantastic, which we haven't done in ages. Drew to Chelsea, drew to Liverpool in the new year. We had some very good games. It was a really enjoyable second half of the season. Of course, it was a little bit nervy at times. We were looking our shoulder a little bit too much, but just purely because we had that period of time where we just kept drawing games. But it was a solid performance in that second half of the season. 8 out of 10. Overall player performance, I've given a 6 out of 10. I think there's a lot of disappointments in this Leeds United team in terms of we thought players could take the step up from the Championship, but they didn't. And I think there was a lot of players who could have just played a little bit better. For example, Altanaka, don't get me wrong, when he's played recently, he's been fantastic. But earlier in the season, he was getting kept out the side. You know, Longstaff was even getting subbed on ahead of him. Pascal Strike, I feel like, has been disappointing for us as well. There's been a lot of players who I feel like have underperformed. Dan James, even, you can throw him in there. But we have had some great standout players. Ampadu, Okafor, maybe you could argue Stack, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Goodmanson, James Justin. We've all had these players who have played well for us. Player performance, 6 out of 10. It's been enjoyable to watch us this season. Final league position. So, of course, we finished 14th, I believe. Yes, 14th, somewhere around there. It's an 8.5 out of 10. If you told us we were going to finish in that position at the start of the season, I would have snapped your hand off for it and said, thank you very much. I will take that any day of the week. The only reason why it's not a 10 out of 10, even though that position is perfect for us, I would have liked to have maybe seen us get top half. You know, that's a 10 out of 10. That's the perfection season for me. I couldn't care about Europe. Just getting to the top half, that's a fantastic season. But even then, the boys have done brilliantly. Daniel Farke's held us together fantastically throughout the season. You know, that change in formation against City, the change in mentality for us, you know, getting the fans back behind Leeds United, back because of what was a poor performances at the start of the season that were making us look down on this team. We did very well to end up where we were. 8.5 out of 10. Cup runs, I've given it an 8 out of 10, and that's because we got knocked out in the first round of the Carabao Cup to a 0 point Sheffield Wednesday. And then we got to the semi-final of the FA Cup. That FA Cup run, fantastic. I'm going to remember that one for a long time, especially because I managed to get to every single away game for the FA Cup as well. That was fantastic. The cup runs, we get an 8 out of 10 for it. Just the Carabao Cup run, just letting Leeds United down a bit. So that's the overall of our season rated. Let's talk about some players. So my standout player for Leeds United this season has been Ethan Ampadu. I thought he was great. You know, there were just games where he was just controlling the play, just, you know, really putting his foot on the ball, getting the game by the scruff of its neck, like we did against Spurs. He did very well. He's had a fantastic season, Ampadu, and honestly, it's going to be so hard in the summer transfer window to see if we manage to keep him. Fingers crossed we do. Let's just hope a club doesn't come in with like a £40 million bid or something for him, because that'll be extremely, extremely frustrating. And then our best signing, in my opinion, it's Goodmanson. I know people might say Anton Stack, some might say Okafor, but I think Goodmanson, he's so important to this team. When Goodmanson hasn't been playing at left back, we generally look like half the team we are when he's in it. He is so good down that left-hand side, and it's insane for a left-back to control the game that much, but Leeds United haven't had that in ages. Like, when was the last time we had a solid left-back? What, Barry Douglas, who barely played for us? You can't even say Alioski. It's genuinely been so long since we've had a good left-back, and Goodmanson has been fantastic for us, controlling the play down that left-hand side. His ball carrying is immense. He's rapid. His crossing can be a little bit meh sometimes, but he gets into some dangerous positions. He's been fantastic. Goodmanson, our best signing. Ampadu, our standout player. And our flop of the season, I'm saying Dan James. And I'm really disappointed with Dan James, because I felt like coming back down to us when we're in the Championship and, you know, having the great season that he had a fantastic season for Leeds United in the Championship, I expected a bit more of him. Especially in the Prem, you know, have a little bit of a bounce back season. You haven't performed too well in the Prem before, Dan James. So let's get you in there. Let's get you firing once you've ripped apart the Championship. Ripped apart the Championship, get in there, nothing. Really disappointed from him. He's, you know, probably a player I'd be fine with seeing going in the summer if you were to sell him. I feel like we should sell him as well and look to improve, but I'm very disappointed in Dan James this season. I felt like there could have been so much more, so much more with him, but sadly not. But there you go, that's my standout player, best signing and flop of the season. Now, it's time for the biggest part of the show, LFU. It's time for the Merv Awards. The Merv Awards winner, of course. So, I have counted through. I have counted every single player's match rating for every single game for Leeds United this season. And we finally have a winner for the Merv Awards. So, coming in at number three in the top three is Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Yes, Dominic Calvert-Lewin in the third spot. He racked up quite a fair few points as well. He's done well. 186.5 points for Calvert-Lewin. Well done. He's third on the Merv Award winner list. Now, in second place is Jaden Bogle. Jaden Bogle in second place on 189 points. Now, the music's gone down. We are ready to reveal the Merv Award winner for this Leeds United 25-26 season in the Premier League on the return of the Lads podcast. Lads pre-match podcast. Lad to Leeds is back. Let's see who is the Merv Award winner. I can reveal that the winner is Ethan Ampadu! Yes, Ethan Ampadu with the Merv Award. Well done. 224 points from him. He's had an absolute fantastic season. He probably has been our player of the season, in all honesty. Hence why he got my standout player. But Ampadu, there you go, mate. You are this season's Merv Award winner. Will he be looking for the back-to-back next season? To be fair, he probably might get it. But there you go. Ampadu is the Merv Award winner for this season. How about that, LFU? Did you expect that? Well, I tell you what, I certainly expected it because it's Ethan Ampadu. He probably is our best player. But yes, Merv Awards done and dusted for the 25-26 season. Now, let's move on to the Wiser View with Dad, where he's going to give us a little review about this season for Leeds United.
Well, here we find ourselves. End of season review, I guess. Probably one of the biggest successes we've had since that first Bielsa season. And you could even say because of the involvement of the Premier League and what we needed to stay up this time round, I'm sure there's many arguments to say it's probably the most successful season as far as status we've had way back to when David O'Leary was in charge of the club. I think this needs to go down as the Daniel Farke masterclass season, although I hate to take any credit away from the players, especially those who were consistent. Your Ampadu's absolutely outstanding. I think Darlow, standout season, despite, you know, that a couple of mess-ups, but hey, we're used to a lot more as Leeds fans from our goalkeepers. I also think, you know, you need to look at DCL and definitely give him the credit he deserves. Despite that lack of clinical finishing he has, he did bang in a load of goals, and he came to us on a free. I mean, again, though, all those Freds really do go back to Daniel Farke and his coaching team. And I think moving forward, for me now, I echo what Daniel Farke said in that press conference 2 games ago. Apparently, if we're to believe right, and you probably know more than me, lad, there's probably conversations going on being announced that they're going to talk about the next 3 years. For me, it's as simple as sign him and also give him as much as we can. And we are desperate for Premier League quality players. As brilliant a season as your Aronsons can say they've had, your Nontos, etc. I think, unfortunately, those lads for regular first-team football, for me, need to. There's a lot that need to move on. And I hate to say it, Dan James, who I think, what was it, two seasons ago, was saying should be the Leeds captain. I think there's just a group of brilliant contributors to Leeds who just aren't Premier League quality. And it'll be sad to see them move on. But those wages and money recruit could hopefully give us the backing we need to go get those Premier League players we so desperately want. You could go through the spine, you could go on the wings. We need another 2-3 just to probably achieve what we did this year and possibly, dare we say it, move on to a top 10 finish next year under Farke if we back him. And that's the key here. We need to back him, and we need to back him with Premier League quality. Or else we know, we've been here, we've seen it, the Dan James Firpo era when we bought, that's the only thing we gave to a Bielsa to support to him. And look what happened that season. We don't want to go where we've been before, so let's learn from the past. And touch wood, it's time for the 49ers to step up and do that.
Yeah. Like Dad said, big props to Daniel Farke. Obviously, he's done a brilliant job this season, and it is important that we do back him, because Dad brought it up there, the Firpo James season. I feel like it's a bit iconic in Leeds United transfer windows. We finished ninth. We've got an amazing manager in Marcelo Bielsa. Let's go and sign Junior Firpo and Dan James and make them our only signings. We don't want a repeat of that again, because we know how important it is to invest in this team. And when I know Parag probably is going to invest, but when he's saying stuff like that, it kind of gets me worried. It's just like, oh no, we're signing Firpo and James again. Like, I feel like that's what it's going to be like. But only time will tell. But it is so important that next season we do back Farke, because I'm probably going to backtrack on a comment I said earlier in the season here, but he has been very good. I think Farke can get us into being a top 10 side. Maybe the step after that might be a bit too far for him, but we can only see that if we sign players and back him with lots of money, so we can get these Premier League proven players or Premier League standard players into the team, and we can just be a solid side. You know, next season, I have to say, I'd be happy with finishing, you know, 12th. I'd be happy with a bottom half finish again. I'm not fussed. I just want some sustainability in this Leeds United side, because the problem is, when we went up last time, we finished 9th, then we dropped all the way down to 17th, and then we got relegated the season after. Zero stability there. Let's just get some nice consistency over the next few years with this Leeds United side. If we fall into Europe, fantastic. If we fall into a top half finish, fantastic. Mid-table, let's just secure ourselves there, and let's keep building on top of that. That's what I'd love to see Leeds United do, LFU. Well, there you go then. That's the season review done. The 25-26 season is officially over here on the Lads Pre-Match Pod. Next week, we're going to be doing keep, loan, sell of the full entire Leeds United team. So just go for every single player, see who he'd keep, see who he'd loan, and see who he would sell. And then after that, I might come with some ideas, but June is pretty hectic for me at the minute, so we'll find out. But anyway, LFU, to find out, make sure to follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. Whatever you're doing today, LFU, I would say if you're going to the game, enjoy yourself. But I don't know, if the weather's nice, go get a tan, head into town. Whatever you're doing, enjoy yourself, LFU. And I'll be back here next week for another Lads Pre-Match Pod. Well, not so pre-match. See you in a bit.